Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of leishmaniasis found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 38-year-old recent immigrant from Brazil comes into the clinic with a 4-month history of painless, ulcerated plaques on his left arm. He denies fever, fatigue, or weight loss. Physical exam revealed ulcers of varying sizes on the left arm, covered with a yellow-white fibrinous material. There are no mucosal lesions, pallor, lymphadenopathy, or hepatosplenomegaly. A complete blood count and liver function test were within normal limits. HIV serology, AFB for leprobacilli, and serum VDRL were all negative. Histopathological exam of a skin biopsy demonstrates mastocytes inside of histiocytes and inflammatory cells. This is a case of cutaneous leishmaniasis. Let's continue with an introduction to leishmaniasis. Clinically, this is defined as a vector-borne disease transmitted by the sandfly and caused by Leishmania donovani, an intracellular protozoan parasite. In terms of the diseases, two clinical manifestations of leishmaniasis are cutaneous leishmaniasis and visceral leishmaniasis, or Kala-Azar. In terms of the epidemiology, this is rare in the United States and more commonly seen in Africa. In terms of the pathogenesis, the obligate intracellular parasite is transmitted to mammals via the sand fly. The parasite binds to macrophages of the reticuloendothelial system. Within the macrophage, as an mastocyte, the parasite undergoes binary fission and multiply until it lyses, releasing more parasite, which then infect other cells, spreading the infection. If there is co-infection with HIV, the leishmaniasis accelerates the development of AIDS via cumulative immunosuppression and stimulating the replication of the HIV virus. Moving on to the presentation. Symptoms of cutaneous leishmaniasis include cutaneous lesions, which will be non-tender ulcerations and non-pruritic. And there may be diffuse cutaneous lesions that can be seen in immunocompromised hosts. These lesions may be plaques, ulcers, or nodules. And the diffuse lesions can appear similar to lepromatous leprosy. In visceral leishmaniasis, there may be darkening of the skin, fever, weight loss, hepatosplenomegaly, pancytopenia, hypergammaglobulinemia, leukopenia, and thrombocytopenia. In terms of further studies, for cutaneous leishmaniasis, in order to confirm the diagnosis, one can perform a GMSA smear of a biopsy, dermal scraping, or needle aspirate. This allows for direct visualization of the mastocyte. One may also perform a culture or a polymerase chain reaction. For visceral leishmaniasis, one can confirm the diagnosis by performing a GMSA stain of a bone marrow aspirate most commonly, or a splenic puncture. However, there is a high risk of hemorrhage. This also allows for direct visualization of the mastocyte. One may also perform a culture or a PCR. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about lepromatous leprosy, with differentiating factors being that a skin biopsy and PCR will demonstrate Mycobacterium leprae organisms, and this results in sensory loss. With regards to treatment, conservative options include observation. This is indicated in immunocompetent patients with strictly cutaneous disease that is spontaneously healing and known to be caused by Leishmania species. Medical options include liposomal amphotericin B. This is indicated as first-line treatment for visceral leishmaniasis. Complications related to leishmaniasis may include complications from pancytopenia. Remember that leukopenia may cause secondary bacterial infection and sepsis. Anemia may result in fatigue and pallor, and thrombocytopenia can result in bleeding. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, cutaneous leishmaniasis typically self-resolves in 3 to 6 months without therapy. Visceral leishmaniasis is a seriously progressive condition that can be lethal without treatment. If untreated, death can occur within 2 years. And remember that co-infection with HIV leads to a severe and rapidly progressive fatal outcome. That's all for this review about leishmaniasis. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets. the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.